Here's tech guy Richard Pascoe. Hello.
Morning, Darren. Morning to all the listeners out there. Australia did well last night in the cricket.
We did well in the cricket, thrashing Sri Lanka, none down. And we also got through the next round of the World Cup soccer as well.
Which is good. But if we get back to the cricket just for last night, Mitchell Marsh didn't do much.
Oh, please. Did he even play?
Yeah, he did. He bowled two overs, had the worst bowling average out there. So that's, I'll just put
Mate,
that
you
out
just can't stop smashing him, can you?
No, I can't.
You're relentless.
It's like a running gag now.
I'll watch the replay when I get home this afternoon on the Fox. Righto, let's go to tech stuff. Now, Apple announcements this week.
They've got their Worldwide Developers Conference. So what they do is they announce all the new operating systems that are coming for iPhones, iPads, the watches, and the Macs out there as well. iOS 16 will be available later this year in September. They all come out around about September, October for it. The question I'm always asked is, will my iPhone take the new operating system? iOS 15 was available for people with iPhone 6s or 7s. I hate to tell people this. It's only going to be for iPhone 8 and above.
Right.
So you might want to start saving up for a new phone. Got to remember, iPhone 8 was released back in 2017, so you would have got 5 years. You've had it for 5 years now already, so it's not bad. And iPhone 8 will probably continue being supported for the next couple of years as well. So they normally put out to about 6-7 years, which I think is very good for support.
Hmm. What else from Apple?
Some of the key features on there as well. You're going to be able to customise your screen, which Android users can do right now. And I know they're all saying we can always be able to do that. So you'll be able to widgets to the front screen without turning your phone on. You're going to be able to edit messages and actually recall recently sent messages as well, which is really good when you've sat up late at night, had one too many drinks, and decide to text or send somebody. You can go, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, that's danger times. Yeah.
Danger times, they bring it all back, which is very good. It's also going to add support for tracking medications, which is good. So medicines, vitamins and supplements can all be added to the health app in iOS 16 for tracking purposes. You can set up custom reminders to go along, so I need to take this pill on Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Do all those sort of things, which is a good idea. They're going to make it easier to delete duplicate photos clogging up your library. iOS 16 will do that. Which so many people call out for. You know, I saw something the other day with 20,000 photos, and it said a lot of them are duplicates, and I said, well, basically now you should just wait on there, and then you'll be able to do it all at once. They're going to set up multi-stops in Apple Maps as well, so you can set up to 15 stops in there, and they'll just guide you through every one of them. It doesn't work that well on Google, I've got to say, so really looking forward to that. Because then I can literally plan my whole day, or, you know, as we did in Tasmania, I want to go here, here, and here, and there, and it'll set it all up for me, which I think is a great idea.
Yep, brilliant.
One of the big things I really do like, they're introducing safety check to help users in abusive relationships. So it will help individuals in an abusive relationship quickly and safely ensuring their passwords, location, and more with their partner. Great idea. I hope more companies take this on board. The iPad's going to become more multitasking capable. They're releasing the MacBook Air, which is their entry-level MacBook, with their new M2 chip in it. That's going to be starts at $1,899, and a new 13-inch MacBook Pro starts at $1,999. You don't really need the Pro, people. The MacBook Air will even edit 4K video very, very well on there. So they're all the Apple announcements.
All right, so... That new MacBook Air, so is it worth the $1,900, you reckon?
Yeah, yep. It is. Super light, super thin, you know, it's a wonderful machine.
Righto then. Okay, a lot of stuff there from Apple. Right now, let's move on to Facebook. Has your Facebook account been hacked?
I get this question more and more now. So there's an exercise physiologist, Emily Cords, and she's experiencing this at the moment. She decided to access Facebook Marketplace, discovered she was logged out of a Facebook account. People are going to relate to what I'm going to say. Mm. Her login credentials no longer worked. Her password recovery process failed to send a verification code. Her primary email address associated with the account was no longer hers. So this confirmed she's been hacked. the person in control of the account set up their own two-factor authentication, which Emily failed to do.
Right.
So, you know, that's the big key to it, is to make sure you set up two-factor authentication, go through all the Facebook settings on there, make sure they're all yours so you can get your account back. Give them your mobile phone number. That means that if somebody had guessed a password before, she would have been able to get back into her account.
Right.
What happens is they then started posting spammy ads on her account. Her account then got suspended. She did get a message from Facebook saying that she can contest that, but she can't really get back into her account. There's nobody there to talk to. If she can't get back within 30 days, they're going to wipe her whole account.
Wow. So I just saw in your notes here that you emailed this morning. So the spam ads were for Alaskan crab meat. Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sign me up. I want a crateful, please.
Yeah, exactly right. We'll ship it in tomorrow. So, yes. Mm. You know, so 15 years she's had the account for.
Yeah.
You know, and it really is. If you tie down all the security settings in Facebook, you're not going to lose your account. You know, have somebody else who can access the account as well. I dealt with a business the other day, and luckily they'd had somebody else on the account, so that this person's account had been closed down, but I was able to get back into the account by using somebody else's account and delete all the stuff that had been taken over and get rid of it and reset the account up for them. I'm very lucky to get it back. But, you know, I just plead with people out there, if you do any business or you value your Facebook stuff, go through the Facebook security settings, lock it all down, do exactly the same with Instagram as well.
Right. Okay. So are we done with Facebook?
Yeah, we're done with Facebook.
Beautiful. Right.
So just on an aside, the other day, Darren, I had a Instagram model contact me and I had to go and visit her to set up her account.
How did that go?
Quite well.
Wow. Okay. Well, you are a single man nowadays, so hey, more power to. So it was actually, she was actually real, a real person.
She was real.
It wasn't someone who worked at an Alaskan crab meat factory.
No, it wasn't somebody who worked at an Alaskan crab meat factory. Yep.
Nice work, brother. All right. Now, here's some on this day stuff you'll be interested in, because it's June 8, apart from being State of Origin Day. For rugby league fans, Sir Tim Berners-Lee is having a birthday today, turning 67. Invented the World Wide Web, for crying out loud.
He did, yes.
Where would we be without Tim Berners-Lee?
I know, he did so well.
He did so well. That's the understatement of the century.
It is, so yes. No, it's very good. We like him. He's a good man.
Good on you, Tim. All right, thanks to you, and we'll catch you next week.
Look forward to it, Darren.
Oh, by the way, heaps of info, particularly if you want to know a bit more about that Facebook stuff and the new Apple announcements, go to talktech.com.au. Cheers, Richard.
Thanks, Darren.